This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Yes, we all have experiences where we feel very frustrated and we feel like we're tired out, we're worn out, the day is just going to pot and things are not going right, and we say, what in the world is this all about? It's not every day. It's just every once in a while. And we wonder, what is bringing that to be in my life? And of course, what is bringing that to be in my life is me. My attitude about myself, my attitude about my world, my attitudes about anything. It's me. All the things that come into my world that are upsetting to me, I have brought there. Nobody else. Everything that has come into my life that makes me feel frustrated and makes me feel unhappy and makes me feel sick, makes me feel uneasy, makes me feel that I don't have any friends, makes me feel that life is just going downhill for me, it's me. Now, what can I do about it? What can I do about being so downhill? What can I do about being so uptight with myself? What can I do? Well, the thing that I can do is to change my attitude. I can change my attitude about myself and my world. All too often, we think that we are superior to somebody else. We think that we are above somebody else. We think that we know better what is to be done, like most parents feel they know better what their children should be doing, or husband or wife. And, of course, that's not true. Every one of us know exactly what is right for us to do, what is the thing for us to do, what is the most important thing for us to do, and how to do it. Whether we are little children or whether we are adults, we always know. Now, that we don't always practice this in a positive way for ourselves, that is quite true. But that doesn't mean that it is so. That doesn't mean that it has to be that way. Now, what is it that we are going to do? What is it that we are going to put into our consciousness for ourselves, to accomplish for ourselves, to fulfill the need of our own desires and of our own heart? What are we going to do? Well, the thing that we're going to do is to begin saying, I like me. Now, we've said that often before. Now, since I like me, I pay attention to my own world. I am not interested in what other people do. I am not interested in how other people behave and how other people think and act and do. I am not interested in that. I'm only interested in me. Now, since I'm only interested in me, I'm not going to stick my nose in other people's business. My nose is perhaps my thermometer. Because when I get a headache, when I'm unhappy, when I'm frustrated, my temperature is up, I feel at ease. And that's because my thermometer is in the wrong place. My thermometer is not in my heart, it is in the life and times of somebody else. Now, should I go around the world ignoring my children, ignoring my family, ignoring myself, ignoring what goes on and saying that I'm not concerned and therefore I'm going to be at peace and I'm rested? No. I'm going to say, as I look at my world, all is in divine order now. As I look at my world, all is peace now. As I look at my world, all is in divine order now. I am going to put this cause into motion for myself. I'm going to put this attitude in motion for myself and just watch my temperature go down. I breathe deeply and peacefully. All of the concern I have for the world and how it's being operated and how it should be operated, it all goes away. And I say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I let go and I let God. I let go and I let the divine do its wonderful work. Yes, so often when I feel I have to run the world, run my business, run my corporations, run my household, run my own personal life, run the lives of everybody else around me, I get frustrated. I get uptight. I get tense. All of my world goes to pot. And the moment I say, peace, be still, peace. The moment I say, a deep breath, and I say, I am peace. Then all the hang-ups and all the problems of the rest of the world aren't so big anymore. Pretty soon they aren't big at all. Pretty soon the only thing that's big is my happy heart, my relaxed attitude, my feeling that all is right with the world, now and always. Now, putting this cause in motion is not a one-moment thing, it's not a one-day thing. It's a continuous thing every day of my life. And as I live in this state of peace, in this state of inner bliss, could I ask for anything more out of life? A sick person wants nothing more than to be well. A poor person wants nothing more than to be wealthy. An unhappy person with bad relationships wants nothing more than to have happiness and harmony and right relationships in his life. You and I have these things right now. They're just waiting within us, waiting for us to say, I am peace. Waiting for us to say, okay, all is right with the world. And mean it. And say it again, and again, and again, and again, until it becomes a habitual staying within us. Until it becomes our habitation, where we live, where we think, and where we act, and where we move. Until it becomes us. Join me in saying that, and be at peace. Be at peace. Be at peace. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about the solution to the desires of your heart, dial 1-866-650-5111. 1-866-650-5111. Each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner, and tell them you're ready to put a cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. And the practitioner will say to you, well now, I see you peace. I see you harmony. I see you balanced. I see all the desires of your heart fulfilled right now and forevermore. Thank you for calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry. We're here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.